Well, with the midterms just a week away, money is still pouring into political coffers. In her Senate race in North Dakota, the Democrat Heidi Heitkamp raised an eye-popping $12.5 million this month after she voted no on Justice Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. But will that money be enough in this very red state? And North Dakota also has a new state law that requires voters to show an ID with a street address, something many Native Americans on reservations don't have, and they helped Heitkamp win last time in 2012. Let's get this week's Senate Tracker with Dave Thompson, radio news director at Prairie Public Broadcasting. Hi, Dave.
Hello. How are you doing, Robin?
I'm good. And so give us some context. Heidi Heitkamp trailing her Republican challenger by several points. He's the congressman, Kevin Cramer. She is used to being an underdog, though, right?
Yes, she is. If you go back 6 years, she was down about 10 points at the same point. And she won that by about 3,000 votes.
Yeah. So she did that in 2012. And this is the same year that Mitt Romney won the whole state by 58%. So don't count her out.
That's correct.
Right. And tell us more about her and what's happened to her standing in the state over time.
She has been a very popular person. She was appointed as tax commissioner and she was elected as attorney general of the state of North Dakota. And she was running a very good race for governor. Before she had to drop out in 2008 when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And that, unfortunately, probably made the difference in that race. But then she came back in 12 to win the Senate race. But in the same year, Kevin Cramer was elected to the Congress. So they've served in Washington the same time. And Congressman Cramer has been reelected twice.
Yeah, so you've got these two popular politicians. And just talk about this moment when Heidi Heitkamp announced she vote no on Kavanaugh, even though she knew it would hurt her politically in the state of North Dakota. Let's listen.
I'm Heidi Heitkamp, and I thought you should hear exactly why I voted against Judge Kavanaugh. First off, honestly, I don't think he told the truth. And even if he did, he showed himself to be too biased to be impartial. I voted for Neil Gorsuch, so I know there are many other conservative judges who can fill this job without tearing our country apart.
So, Dave, very plain spoken there. I don't think he told the truth. How did people react to that?
For a while there, it became kind of an issue in North Dakota because Justice Kavanaugh had a pretty good approval rating from North Dakota voters. But when it came down to it, I think that whole thing about the Kavanaugh race is kind of died down now. And we're looking at more pocketbook issues in North Dakota. So in terms of affecting her turnout, there are a lot of political advisors I've been talking to, a lot of observers who said that she was in a no-win situation no matter what. If she would have voted for Kavanaugh, she could have hurt her standing with her base in North Dakota. And if she voted against it, there were a lot of people who say the Republicans wouldn't have gone with her anyway.
Right. And this $12.5 million that came in from across the country supporting her because she did that, people don't see that making a big difference?
They don't know if it's going to make a big difference. I know Congressman Cramer would like to point that out, and he did in a debate that was held last Friday. He pointed out the $12.5 million that came in. And he branded it as being from pro-abortion groups. And Senator Heitkamp snapped back and said, shame on you.
Yeah. Well, he's also portrayed her decision to vote no as caving to the coastal elite base. He's a well-known candidate, as you said, North Dakota's only congressman. Let's listen to one of Congressman Cramer's ads. In this one, he's walking among bulldozers and other heavy machinery. You hear it rumbling in the background.
When I went to Washington, one of my biggest goals was to make America a place where businesses could thrive and create good-paying jobs. Opportunity is what makes our country great. That meant cutting taxes and rolling back regulations that were throttling our businesses. And it's paid off. Our national economy is booming. It's a rocket ship.
In the Senate. Well, so he mentions the economic rocket ship. We know the economy is booming right now, but there
right.
might be a bumpy landing when the tax cuts wear off, which they're already starting to, and the tariffs start to bite. So how is he addressing that with farmers and manufacturers in North Dakota?
In terms of farmers and manufacturers, he's got the same kind of message that this might be a bump in the road, but you have to look at it long term. That if they actually can settle some of these disputes and get better deals for North Dakota farmers, North Dakota manufacturers, it's going to be good in the long run. Well, some farmers agree with that. Some farmers do not as they see soybeans piling up with no market. And that really is a conundrum for a lot of people.
That's Dave Thompson, radio news director at Prairie Public Broadcasting, talking about the exciting Senate race in North Dakota there. Dave, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
And you can see all our Senate trackers at hereandnow.org. 1 week to go.